This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. A self-described white supremacist plotted to bomb a synagogue in Pueblo last November. He pleaded guilty to a hate crime yesterday. The president of Temple Emmanuel's board of directors, Mike Atlas Acuna, says justice has prevailed.
From bad things, good things happen. And the good thing is that once that happened, we started receiving donations from people in Pueblo, but also from people across the country.
Atlas Acuna says people also emotionally supported the Jewish community by attending services, placing flowers, and singing outside the temple after the man was arrested.
It really just made the Jewish community feel, okay, yeah, this guy tries to do this, but the Pueblo community embraces us, and so we're very, very grateful for that.
The man could face at least 20 years in prison and $250,000 in restitution. Record early voter turnout continues with less than 3 weeks until the general election. More than 430,000 voters in Colorado have returned their ballots, and despite some reports on social media of possible voter intimidation, Colorado's Secretary of State says there's been no evidence of such incidents at drop boxes. Denver elections officials say they recently reviewed surveillance footage of two drop boxes mentioned in those social media posts. Police in Colorado Springs are investigating a string of bank robberies that took place yesterday. The Gazette reports three banks were robbed. Colorado Springs also had another three bank robberies in one afternoon last week. This is CPR News.